September 5. You want to build a fence between you and the neighbors, so you hire a surveyor. He puts out flags to mark the size of your lot. It's exactly where you thought it was. The next morning when you look out, some of the flags have been moved over at least 2 feet. What is about to happen? Well, this story illustrates our fifth saying, which is our reading for today. Proverbs 22:28. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. This saying probably needs a good bit of explanation for people living in South Louisiana. First, we need to explain what a stone is. And then we might understand how it is marked off the ancient boundaries. The land of Israel is very rocky. Some of these stones are huge by anyone's standards. A pile of rocks or one large stone could be set in place to mark the boundaries of a person's land. When a neighbor wanted to steal land, he would simply move the landmarks, which would change the borders. What could a person do about it? What would you do if your neighbor moved the surveyor's marks and took 2 feet of your yard? To move the ancient landmarks would bring chaos into the kingdom. No one's land would be secure. The scoundrel could even take you to court and force you to move your fence or your shed or perhaps even your house because now it's too close to the line. Do you see the chaos that this can cause? A king needs to know the importance of property rights in establishing a just and peaceful society. Let's pray. Father, help us to understand the value of property, of that which you have given to us and to others, and to recognize that it comes from you. Help us, Lord, to be grateful for what you give and not be greedy for what others have. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.